Thank you, Bori. So I'm happy to be here with you. I think I know the most of you. I have been involved in the other projects that were mentioned this morning since Minerva and Mikael and Athena. And so I'm very proud that today we start this new venture. In this case, I'm acting directly with my own consultancy company that is a promoter, and for this reason you see this new logo on the screen. And I'm proud also of this, that eventually this time I can serve the project as I did in the past, but also with some new fresh ideas. So I really hope that Linked Heritage will be a successful and exciting experience for all of us. I'm going to speak to you today about an overview of the project in order to give the possibility to review the whole program that is in Linked Heritage and to introduce the more in-depth speeches from my colleagues for each of the subjects that are addressed in the project. And in particular, I will talk about the objectives, the approach and the methodology, the geographical spread, the planned outcomes, and the expected impact of the project. In terms of objectives, it was already mentioned in the presentation of this morning from Rossella Caffo, we basically have three main objectives. The first is to contribute a large quantity of new content to Europeana for both the public and the private sector. So our first objective is to contribute to Europeana, and this is the most important. Then, in parallel, we wanted to enhance the quality of Europeana content in terms of richness of metadata, reuse potential, and uniqueness of the content. To do this, we need recommendations and maybe some prototype of tools, and they will be explained in much more details in the next presentation. In particular on the persistent identifiers, on the multilingualism, and on the mapping between private and public sector, in particular the publishers sector integrated in Europeana. The third objective is to improve the search and to enable the reuse of the content that are in Europeana by third parties via the Europeana API. And for this reason, our partners participate to the fora and the groups, the working groups that have been established by Europeana. A higher quantity of content in Europeana means the introduction of the private sector metadata, facilitation of mapping by memory institutions through to ESE and EDM. We are in the phase where the metadata format of Europeana is improving, and so this adds a level of complexity to this ingestion process, but we are addressing it thanks to the results of Athena with a safe environment, and the direct contribution of content by aggregators and content providers in the Linked Heritage Consortium. In fact, we have in the consortium also aggregators, and in particular the Culture Italia, Culture France, Culture Pool, so the national aggregators that already exist. To enhance content means to work on a cross-domain thesaurus, to work on linked data and RDF triples, on this topic this afternoon in the third session, I will be delighted to give the floor to the colleague of the National Seceni Library, because there are interesting results in terms of linked data development here in this library, and so we will also hear this contribution to this conference. Terminologies, multilingual terminologies, and I'm happy to mention you that the working group in Linked Heritage that is working on terminology has already met three times during the short life of the project, and so there is a lot that we are expecting in terms of progress on this very important topic. The tags, in order to achieve a permanent identification of the digital objects, because this is a must in order to avoid duplication of records, broken links, to allow the implementation of linked data. So this is the premises, the permanent identification of the digital objects, the premise for any future development. And for this reason we have a work package in Linked Heritage that is in fact devoted to this matter. And we are expecting to have other guidelines and recommendations coming out from this work package. And eventually to enrich the metadata sets. We had originally, in the scope of Linked Heritage, a most important effort dedicated to the enrichment of data, either new data or also data that are already in Europeana, but due to the budget limitation that everybody has always to cope with, we had to reduce our resources on this topic. Nevertheless, there are content that are already in Europeana and that will be enriched on an experimental basis in Linked Heritage through the application of the results of WP2 in particular, the Linked Data and Persistent Identifier. So this is the structure of the work package, of the work plan of the project, with the technical work packages linking cultural heritage information, terminologies and public private partnership. You will hear in the next presentation. Technical integration and content coordination, that is where the content providers are aggregated in terms of really meeting and the provision of instruments in order to process their data and to ingest them into Europeana, and the program of dissemination and training, that is where we communicate inside the consortium and outside to the external world. And you will hear also a presentation of this area. Each work package has a work package leader, and here you have the representatives of all the WP leader, both intervening today or in the room supporting any further question that should come. In addition to the functioning of the project through working groups, which means the tasks that are described in the description of work and that are at the basis of the implementation of the contract for the financement with the European Commission, we have created an enlarged environment for discussion that is what we call the working groups. This means that in each country participating to Linked Heritage, and they are the countries of the partners plus the countries that are supporting Linked Heritage as external contributors, and I mean here Israel, Russia, and Finland, Lithuania, who are participating to Linked Heritage without funding, but participate with the creation of working groups and contribution of content. So the national working groups are groups of experts experts coming from the memory institutions who are interested in participating to Europeana, and in particular to the topics that I mentioned to you before. And the work of the working groups is complementary to the tasks that are indicated in the description of work. So if any cultural institution that is not yet in Linked Heritage as a partner is interested to contribute to the discussion and the topics that are addressed by Linked Heritage, well, the cultural institution can contact the partner that is already in Linked Heritage and can participate to this discussion either via physical meetings taking place mostly at the national level or via discussion on the internet. The working group's activities are related to the topics that I mentioned to you before, and they are in particular linked data, persistent identifiers, the relationship with the private sector, and in particular the publishers sector, multilingual and cross-domain terminologies, metadata and standards. So on these areas there are working groups, and if anybody is interested, please get in contact with us. But there are also other activities that we are running in the project, and in particular we are interfacing ministries and policy makers in order to contribute to a broad international consensus building, which is an important component for the continuation and the success of the European initiative. A large scale implementation for validation of the best practice results, and here I mean that we will start with the enrichment on an experimental basis of some content provided that in particular by Collections Trust and the University of Marburg, because they have already contributed to Europeana, and this content will be used to validate the results. But this implementation can go ahead, and we hope to get involved in this enrichment process many other content providers of Europeana. Dissemination and training, as I already mentioned, and the collaboration with Europeana and with the Europeana ecosystem, as it was mentioned this morning. In particular, I am happy to mention here that we are finalizing a contract with the Europeana Foundation, so there will be a direct contribution of Europeana to the implementation of the Linked Heritage project. In terms of geographical spread, we have 38 partners, 24 countries, and 4 external contributors. And as you can see in this table, they are spread all over Europe. 24 countries means that we are missing very few. And we are missing in theory, because in fact they are Luxembourg, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Romania, but we have already established the contacts in these countries, and we hope to complete the coverage of Europe along the implementation of the project. In yellow you see the countries that are contributing as external contributors to the project. Planned outcomes: first, the 3 million new content to Europeana; second, a better informed and upskilled cultural heritage community. We will continue the experience of Minerva and Athena, and we have a plan of publications. By the way, each of you can find on the tables outside this conference room the publication of Athena. There is something that is very new, published in the last month, so I invite you to take a copy of each of them. The booklets are not all the same. They are addressing different aspects. We will continue this line of publication. Publication of booklets, handbooks, guidelines, so anything that is very practical and for the scope of the daily use by the people working in the memory institutions, and the valuable new software tools released as open source thanks to the cooperation with the National Technical University of Athens. In terms of impact, we expect an impact on European to foster usage and visibility by increasing the quality of content and metadata and by making them available and to make available content from countries that are underrepresented. We heard this morning that even if there is a lot digitized and a lot of work has been done in Hungary, Hungary is still underrepresented in Europeana. We hope to contribute to overcome these gaps in Hungary and in the other countries. Second, we expect to have an impact on the users because providing more powerful search environments and in particular addressing the multilingualism issue, we hope that the users will get more involved with more pleasure and ease of access. But multilingual means also multicultural barriers because often the availability of search environments, multilingual terminologies, multilingual interfaces and multilingual results in means to improve the multicultural dimension of the service. So this is another level of impact that we expect to achieve. We will have, hopefully, an impact on the involvement of the private sector in Europeana because here the experiences exist but very spread and very few. Instead, culture is also a matter for the private sector and we hope that with the linked heritage we will give a push in this direction. Because of the participation of the private sector, also thanks to the participation of the private sector, we expect to have an impact to the issue of the 20th century black hole. It was discussed this morning, the fact that we risk to have a hole in the culture that is online due to the fact that the cultural content of the 20th century are under IPR, and so they are not available publicly on the internet. And we expect to have an impact on sharing and usage of digital cultural heritage, addressing problems that are obstacles in an harmonious development, and among them certainly the issue of the broken links and duplicate metadata records that is still open and not fully solved even in Europeana, the semantic linking of resources. This is the front end of the knowledge, the digital and online knowledge, and it must be accelerated, the process to make also the Europeana content linked. The use of non-standard descriptive terminologies and the preservation of complex metadata models. So I thank you for your attention. I think that it is not worth to put questions now because I just introduced the subjects that are going to be further developed by my colleagues. Thank you.